This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The players in Washington who did not lose their jobs during the government shutdown, of course, lawmakers, that's who I'm speaking of, will spend the next several weeks, no doubt, looking at the polling data that both parties will be conducting, as well as independents and the usual polling suspects. Americans are not happy with the shutdown. Duh. But who do they blame? Right now, and when we revisit all of this in a few months' time, apparently. Gary Langer is the president of Langer Research Associates, a nonpartisan polling group that directs polling for ABC News. Gary, welcome.
Thank you, John.
So the early numbers are not great for whom?
Well, pretty consistently poor, particularly for the Republicans in Congress, but not cheerful for anyone involved. Americans don't like kamikaze politics, and this is showing clearly in the data. I mean, the president has a majority disapproval rating for handling it, although just barely 53%. The Democrats in Congress, 61%. But the Republicans have a 74% disapproval rating for handling the situation, and that's increased more sharply than either of the others over the past 2 weeks.
The shutdown in the 90s turned Newt Gingrich into a real sort of campaign icon, a brand to run against. Has that happened to any individual in this case, as far as you can tell, Ted Cruz, John Boehner, the like?
Well, I think the Tea Party has declined in popularity more generally, and to the extent that candidates are associated with the Tea Party, it'll be a negative for those who see the party negatively, which is an increasing population. However, the Congress, of course, is so balkanized in gerrymandered congressional districts, it could be a positive as well as rather than a negative for many of them.
So let's
explore
that. It's hard
to see how it plays out politically. But, you know, historically, in many ways, John, we've seen this movie before. After the shutdowns in 1995 and 96, then President Clinton's approval rating was almost exactly the same for handling it as Barack Obama's is now. The Republicans in Congress disapproval was precisely the same as it is now. Yet a year later, in the 1996 election, it didn't seem to make that much difference. The president was reelected. The Republicans held Congress.
And let's explore the district point that you made, which is really the fascinating point, that you can look at the numbers here and nationally see an anger at very, very strident, ideologically based politics on the left and the right, but on the right in this case. But you can take those numbers into conservative gerrymandered districts and basically run on the negatives.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So what matters in these cases for many of these members of Congress are the attitudes not nationally, but in their individual districts. And look, this is why we customarily see 90 or more, usually more, percent of House incumbents reelected when they choose to run. The gerrymandering of these districts is really, in many ways, I think, responsible for the balkanization of politics and the disputes that we see in Washington. It is clearly frustrating to the American public. There's broad disapproval, again, particularly directed at the Republicans, but in general, disaffection with politics and with the way the system's working. And I think that the shutdown we've just been through and the gamesmanship, brinksmanship over the debt ceiling is a good example of the result.
Finally, I can't resist. The GOP seems to have given up on the idea of taking the Senate in 2014, but could the Democrats take the House? Matt Drudge suggested that.
It's really hard to imagine. You know, again, what's mattered here is not simply where public attitudes now, and they're critical, chiefly of the Republicans for the shutdown we just experienced, but where they go in the future as we move closer to the midterm elections. If the economy is not seen to have been badly damaged, if we get through this and move ahead, then experience suggests that it may not have lasting impacts on the races in the midterms.
Back to the future of the mid-90s. Gary Langer, thanks so much.
You bet, John.
Gary Langer is the president of Langer Research Associates, a nonpartisan polling group that directs polling for ABC News.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.